Visit Gonzalez Funerals and Cremations at 2315 Hot Springs Boulevard. A beacon of light in a world of darkness.
Just one station in a little town. Lots of people, black and white and brown. Every kind of music they could play. Coming at you every time of day. Heard the DJ when his mic was on. Thought it was off and next day he was gone. Heard the local candidates debate, but the one in jail could not participate. Small town radio, you hear it everywhere you go. One way I learned about the things I know about New York, LA, and Tokyo. Little glimmerings of life beyond, little ripples from across the pond. Rock and country, soul and Spanish songs helped a growing boy to get along. TV sets on sale at Monkey Wars. Mr. Gerber's closing out his board. Little League is canceled cause of rain. And they've lost Paul Harvey once again. Home sound expert or a local band. Even the worst, they sounded fine and grand. So many people with a tale to tell. Somehow the radio helped them say it well. Small town radio, you hear it everywhere you go. One way I learned about the things I know about New York, LA, and Tokyo. Little glimmerings of life beyond, little ripples from across the pond. Rock and country, soul and Spanish song helped a growing boy to get along. New Year's baby born to Beth and Dwight. Services at 2 for Mrs. White. Ain't it funny how it all comes round on the radio in a little town? So turn my dial to that little spot where the talk was warm and all the songs were hot. Sometimes you just don't know what you have got. Till you have it, then you have it not. Small town radio, you hear it everywhere you go. One way I learned about the things I know about New York, LA, and Tokyo. Little glimmerings of life beyond, little ripples from across the pond. Rock and country, soul and Spanish songs helped a growing boy to get along. Small town radio.
Well, Jim Turr, how are you, Jim?
I'm fine, Joseph. Boy, good. That sure sounds good a while later after you get away from recording it. Thank you. I'm flattered. Of course, that song was very much inspired by KFUN and you know, Over the Back Fence and the whole thing.
Yeah. So, you have something else going on.
I do, and I'm very, very excited about it, and I think it's going to be great fun for Las Vegas. And it's on Sunday morning, August 3rd, which is right at the tail end of the Heritage Week. We're going to have a treasure hunt here in Las Vegas, the Vegas Treasure Hunt. And the way this is going to work is that treasures, or rather the tokens for the treasures, of course, are going to be located all around town in various locations. And the clues to the treasure hunt locations for those who are participating are going to be on a YouTube video that I'm putting together, and that's going to be released earlier that morning for those who have registered for the treasure hunt, so they can watch. It'd be a great family event, I think, for parents and their kids or just whoever to watch the video, try to understand the clues. Some of them are very obvious and some aren't. and then go out and find the treasure tokens. And then, you know, the prizes are fantastic. I've had just fantastic participation from merchants in town offering restaurant meals, valuable jewelry. We can talk about some of those auto detailing, $100 gift certificates for this and that, like from BTU. And it's everybody has been so cooperative. And the whole thing is a fundraiser for the Dana Kono Scholarship Fund, Nursing Scholarship Fund at Luna, which is Dana was my sister. And it's been the Fiesta run that has raised most of the money so far for this fund, over $11,000 over the years, which goes to nursing students who have needs. And of course, they end up serving us all the most, nursing students. So they have needs now and then, and this fund has taken care of their emergency needs and distributed over $11,000 so far to them over the years. And I hope to, I'm being optimistic. I'm hoping we may raise that much with this treasure hunt.
Uh-huh.
Because the way it works is people will donate to the nursing fund via this contest in order to participate in the treasure hunt. You see, I'm not sure how clear that is. I hope it's not too confusing, but that's how that works. And what do you want to ask me? I've been rattling on.
Are you going to have the clues posted in the businesses or somewhere?
No,
just on the YouTube.
Just in the YouTube video. Okay. I don't want to give anybody any hints and start a big stampede right away. The clues are going to be all in the video, so everybody gets a fair chance to look at it that morning. Maybe 7 in the morning is what I'm thinking. And it's not too early for people with get up and go, right? And watch the video and zoom out and try to find these prizes.
Yeah.
And there are going to be a lot of them. I've had the amazing participation from businesses and people in Vegas. Everybody I've asked has said, sure, I'll donate, you know, very generously.
Yeah. Well, good.
And there's some stuff from out of town. Somebody's donated a bottle of rare wine worth $400 or $500, and an art gallery in Santa Fe, several works of art, and including an appraisal worth over like $500 altogether. And I think we may get more gifts from around the state and around the country too before this is all over. So it's quite a rich pot of treasure all over Las Vegas.
Okay. So only you will know where the tokens are hidden, huh?
Maybe a couple friends to help me get them out and around the night before. But yes, I've been thinking about this for a long time. And you want to know what really inspired it was that over the year period, I do so much of this that people have probably seen me creeping around town, taking videos, taking stills. I just think this town is so pretty. I take pictures over the years of just the architecture, the town. I post a lot of them on YouTube, a lot of videos, a lot of stills. And it occurred to me that I could make a very nice sort of promotional video about Las Vegas showing all these beautiful spots. And then it occurred to me, and there's going to be a narrative story in here, a sort of a movie type thing. But within that are going to be the clues to the treasures, the locations.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So does that sound good?
Sure.
I think it sounds like great fun.
Yeah. So as far as the video, it's kind of like what you already did with this song about small time radio.
I mean, small town radio.
You featured a lot of beautiful scenery of Las Vegas and the beautiful sky.
Yeah, I do a lot of that. I just am very drawn to that. And, in fact, the mayor has always been very nice and supportive about that. And he made a nice quote on the website. I do want to mention the website. I asked him if he would just give me a nice word about the treasure, and he says, yeah, but I want to talk about all these promotional videos you do about Las Vegas, which he appreciates, and I guess a lot of people do. But I just think it's such a beautiful, unique place that I'm always taking these pictures and doing videos like that. But this is going to be the ultimate here. And the website is where all the details are is vegastreasurehunt.org. And that's where you can see more about what's happening. You can click to donate to the nursing fund, and that's how you enter into the search. In other words, when you do that, then I'll have your email address, and I notify you that morning when the video is up, so you can watch it and get the clues and go get them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where also where merchants and other people can donate prizes,
okay,
which are, like I say, tons of things coming in, meals, auto detailing, beautiful jewelry, valuable stuff, beautiful stuff. You know, here's one that turns me on. Here's one of my favorite prizes, one that I would like to get. Elmo Baca, our local historian. Is he related to you, by the way?
I don't know. We might be. I don't know.
He has offered to give a guided tour of the historic Bridge Street Historic District. And mm-hmm. boy, I don't know if you ever took a tour with Elmo Baca.
I haven't.
But
no.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is a real prize. And that's one of the unique things that's come in on this contest. The prizes so far are listed on that website. And if you want me to mention more here, I will. But the website is VegasTreasureHunt.org.
Okay. All right.
Do you want? May I mention some
of
the prizes?
Sure. Sure.
Well, Charlie at Charlie Spick and Span, who's always nice about these things, started it off. I said, if you'll offer something really generous, it'll set the bar high for the other people. So he said, well, I'll donate four meals for two. So that's $100 right there. And then Tito Chavez at Tito's Gallery put together a beautiful, I don't usually like silver and turquoise that much, but he put together a beautiful, beautiful pendant that I would love to have valued at $145. A one-night stay at the Plaza Hotel from the new owner. I appreciate that. That's valuable. This bottle of wine I mentioned, Alexander Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 1984, valued at $500. Expert auto detail, two $45 auto detailings. An Elkhorn Fetish necklace valued at $110. Dick's Liquor El Encanto. I can't read my own writing, unfortunately, but like that, tons mm-hmm. of gifts so far, and the thing hasn't really even been announced yet.
Yeah.
Oh, a BTU, $100 uh-huh. gift certificate.
Uh-huh.
So I think people are being very generous, and people know that it's going directly, 100% going to the nursing scholarships at Luna, and we're all going to end up needing nurses, as
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, sure.
And my sister Dana was a nurse, mm-hmm. so it's in her memory and her honor, and it feels like a great project. I'm very excited about it. It's going to occupy me for the next month putting this all together. And by the way, Joseph, we're going to have some spots on KFUN, and there's going to be a mystery celebrity voicing the spots, and you're going to get a kick out of who that is. I'm not telling you who it is.
Will I recognize the voice?
Of course you will. Everybody in town will.
Okay. All right.
A voice from the past, in a way.
Oh, you're bringing Paul Harvey back.
Oh, yeah. Ernie Thwaites.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions? I'm hoping clear. Some people have been confused about how it all plays out.
Yeah, no, it sounds very clear to me.
Doesn't a treasure hunt sound fun, though? Yeah, I'd like to participate if I didn't already know where everything is going to be.
Yeah.
Which I'm figuring out at this point.
I see. Okay.
I initially had in mind a couple spots. With a kind of a complicated clues, and thank God I talked to Joseph Whiteman. You know Joe Whiteman?
Yeah, sure, sure.
He's been always involved with the he was a good friend of Dana's. He was involved with the Fiesta Run for years, mm-hmm. which has now been taken over by Southwest Capital Bank, and God bless him for that. And they've raised most of the money for the fund so far. But anyway, he said, you know, you should expand it and make it more participation for more people, make some more prizes, locations, simpler clues. And I said, you know, you're right. It shouldn't have to be entirely a intelligence contest to figure out the clues. So there are going to be a lot of prizes in a lot of places. Not the prizes, of course, but mm-hmm. tokens for mm-hmm. the prizes,
sure.
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what else is it?
Well, that's why I was thinking kind of, that's why I asked the question, if you're going to have the clues posted somewhere, because what happens to someone that doesn't have a computer and doesn't go on YouTube but wants to participate?
Well, they're going to have to get with somebody in the family who does. I can't I'm not going to just list them. Then somebody could read them instantly and run out and get them.
Yeah.
You know, I have to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, sure. All right.
Well, I hope that doesn't sound unfair, but
I think
everybody's got somebody they can participate with somehow. May I give the website again?
Please do.
With the details.
Sure.
.org.
Yeah.
Or .com works also, by the way.
Oh, does it? Oh, okay. Okay. VegasTreasureHunt.org.
Right.
Okay.
That's going to be Sunday morning, August 3rd. And by the way, I've really put in some cautions in there not to, you know, it's all within kind of walking, more or less walking or biking distance. It's not going to involve racing around town in a car and running over anybody to get to the prize.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that everybody will have fun and be nice and be careful.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck with that, Jim. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, hope you have great
success. Be watching for those spots. I think you're going to get a huge bang out of who's the announcer.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
Joseph.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, they are still open for business. Almanzar's Carpet and Upholstery know that you put up.